Good morning. Have you ever noticed on LinkedIn, everybody uses the same words to describe themselves? In this day and age, it's important to stand out, especially in the workplace. But how do you break through the noise? Andras Pone, author of Attract, Power Up Your One-of-a-Kind Personal Brand, says it can be done, and he's joining us now to tell us how. Good morning, Andras.
Good morning.
Congrats on your book.
Well, thank you so much.
Can we start with you explaining what exactly a personal brand is?
A personal brand is what you think of yourself and what other people think of you. So it is very closely aligned with reputation. And it's really all about figuring out what your unique gift is and then sharing it with the world.
So is it more important to develop your personal brand if you work for yourself?
Yes, I think it is more important because you are really a lone wolf out there and you don't have, let's say, a big corporate brand behind you. If you happen to work for a major organization like, let's say, a big bank, then you have the weight of, shall we say, for example, RBC or BMO behind you. And that's very, very valuable. However, even for someone who does work at a big corporation, really, at the end of the day, if you are trying to build relationships, if you're, let's say, an account manager, any kind of salesperson, really any executive at all, it really does come down to your ability to connect with people, your ability to convey to them what your unique value proposition is, what the unique value you offer is.
Okay, so this is the money question. How do you go about finding it?
Well, what I propose is a four-step process. It's thinking about questions like, why do I get out of bed in the morning? And why should anyone care? That's a very common question to consider. Also, you know, how am I different? What's my unique gift? Because in the work that I've done with clients, everyone believes, and I'm delighted to tell you this, everyone believes that they offer something unique. The challenge is this. Almost nobody expresses their difference in a way that is, in fact, different. That is the big challenge. You may think, and you may be right, that you have a unique gift at this or that. If you use the same language, if you use the same verbiage to describe your offer, if your verbiage is the same as everyone else, then, you know, you're not actually standing out and you're doing yourself a disservice. So there's a lot of importance placed on the language that you use. It needs to be different. And as you referenced off the top, LinkedIn itself has complained about our predilection to all describe ourselves in the same terms. We use words like hardworking, action-oriented, proven track record, all these kinds of things to describe ourselves. Well, that's not differentiating you at all.
In the book, you talk about living your personal brand each day. Andras, could you give us an example of that?
Once you've decided how you are different, what your unique gift is, what your unique value proposition is, you can and should organize all your communications and events, for example, along that line, in alignment with that. For example, I have a client in the wealth management business, and for him, his value proposition is all about curating your wealth, very much like the curator at a major museum would do. So for the launch of his brand, he's actually holding that launch at a major museum to circle back and drive the message home.
Excellent. And if you could give our listeners one simple piece of advice, what would it be?
My number one piece of advice is that personal branding isn't about you. It's about all the people that you want to attract. The people with the most powerful personal brands are the people that we feel listen to us and hear us and give us their time, and they're good and kind people. And when you, because everyone has a deep-seated need to be listened to and to be heard and to be understood, if you put the focus on other people and meeting their needs and serving them, that is the single most powerful thing you can do to have a very strong personal brand.
Well, thank you so much for that. I appreciate it. And thanks for your time today. Big luck with the book.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Andras Pone is the author of Attract. I've got one copy to give away. Tweet me at CBC Biz Digest by tonight at 6 p.m. Pacific. I'll put all the names into a hat and pick one at random. For CBC Radio, I'm Megan Reed.